Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, when you think of MGM, what do you think of? You think of your games, you think of action, you think of excitement. Do you think of veterans? Well, you know what? You're going to have to start thinking of veterans. We've got John Flynn with us, Senior Vice President of Administration and Aviation for MGM Resorts International. John, how you doing?
Great, Randy. Great. How you doing today? Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
It's a great topic.
Now, that's Colonel John Flynn, correct?
That's correct. Yep. I'm still in the reserves. Been in the reserves for about 6 years.
Hey, talk to us about your military experience a little bit, man. You've been there for a while.
Yeah. I left high school, went right in the Air Force Academy, was recruited athlete to play ball there. Came out of there, went to pilot training, flew C-17s for about 10 years. Graduated, left pilot training. I was checking out of pilot training, getting my medical records on 9/11. So literally kind of the mission of the DOD kind of certainly pivoted overnight. And then, you know, supported the global war on terror, both supporting missions in Afghanistan and Iraq. Then I got to go to Washington, D.C. On a staff assignment. So I got to work at the Pentagon and on Capitol Hill for then Senator Bill Nelson. He's now NASA administrator. I got to get some experience in Armed Service Committee. Then went over got to work for then Vice President Biden, working for him as a military aide, senior military aide for 3 years, and then became a political senior advisor for him the last 2 years I was there.
Wow.
Then transitioned to reserves, and then I've been in this group called AFWERX for the last 6 years, and we're trying to bring more innovation and critical technology to the forefront for all of DOD now.
Wow. What a incredible military career. That's outstanding. Thank you so much for your service, obviously, and on every level there. I mean, so from then you go to how did you get to MGM from that?
Yeah, good question. Right? So people ask, like, how did you go from military to White House to hospitality? And like, part of it is, you know, we're always in guest service in some way, shape, or form. Whether you're a commander, or whether you're a leader, where you're working with colleagues, you're always looking to take care of one another. And I had the unique experience to be able to meet a lot of business leaders and get exposed to certainly the private sector side, working with some of the portfolios when I was at the White House. And at the time, also, MGM was building a property in National Harbor, so it was top of mind. And after that time in D.C., I was going to move back to Irvine, California, be close to mom and dad, and got to meet some of the leadership team at MGM. And they asked me to come out to Vegas and visit. They had some great programs, some great people, some great leadership, and they had a pretty good, you know, military and veterans network set up there. So I fell in love with the culture and fell in love with the people and really fell in love with Southern Nevada. So, you know, I moved out here on a 2 to 3 year stint, and it's been 6 years and loving every minute of it.
Oh, so 6 years. Okay. And now you spearhead all of MGM Resorts veterans initiatives, and MGM Resorts was recently named, which I didn't know, a top 25 employer for veterans by the Military Times. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, Randy. Yeah. Something we're very, very proud of, something that we've been really working hard on for the last couple of years. And, you know, it's the effort, you know, with a big company, it takes a lot of people to really, you know, score high and do well and to put forward a genuine effort. You know, we have kind of three prongs going on here. We have the talent acquisition side, a great group run by Becky Smith and Justin Fromberg. And what they do is they make sure that we are recruiting and being available and being active in the spaces and places where we know our military service members are reading and looking, where their spouses are reading and look, because we really want to embrace them and bring them into our culture, because there's a lot of matches there for us. Then on the diversity, equity, inclusion side, with Tony Gladney and Maria Gotti, we make sure that we are present in a lot of these other areas, and we support initiatives like Salute to the Troops with the USO and some of the jobs initiatives that we're a part of. And then we also have a public facing program called the Military Veterans Program through MGM Rewards. And so that's going to be activated. It's activated 365 days a year, but we have a big activation coming up 4th of July through the weekend. And it's just our way of being able to say thanks and for our employees to be able to thank our service members and their family members, you know, for putting it all on the line for us.
Oh, man, that's great. We're talking to John Flynn here in the National Defense, Senior Vice President of Administration and Aviation for MGM Resorts International. So I understand the administration. What's the aviation part?
So the aviation part, we have a large aviation team in Las Vegas. We've got half a dozen planes and about 50 personnel. And then we have a small but mighty team on the East Coast. And so we get to support a lot of our customer growth strategy. We get to support a lot of our travel around the world, as we're a global organization, as we're working on projects in the Middle East, working on, you know, we've got properties in Macau, mainland China, just got, you know, one license to build in Japan. So we support that. And then you've probably been to, or if you've been to Vegas, you've been to a show in Vegas, you've likely been to a show that has been operated or certainly housed by an MGM property. So some of those entertainers, our team has the unique opportunity to go fly them, get them to and from, you know, Las Vegas safely.
Wait a minute.
That's the aviation part.
Wait a minute. You've had Donny Osmond on your plane. Is that what you're telling me?
You know what? I'd have to go back in time and see if we've had him on the plane. I don't know. That's a good question.
He's great. We've been lucky enough. We've done this show up quite a while, and we get a lot of big name celebrities that come on, and people always ask me, how do you get the celebrities like that on you? Tom Hanks has been on 4 times. Bradley Cooper's been on twice. Donny Osmond's been on a handful of times. And it's, you know, and John, you'll understand this, because when you think of celebrities and veterans, you don't put those together immediately. But just everybody that we've had on from the celebrity world has a connection to the military. Alec Baldwin's dad was a drill instructor. Tom Hanks is the chairman of the Hidden Heroes program for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, which is veteran mm-hmm. caregivers. And those guys never get to talk about that except here. And so they love coming on. They love talking about how much they love the country and how much they appreciate the troops and how much they value veterans. And so it's kind of a USO of the radio deal, if you will. And it's just so nice that to have that community that uplifts veterans, you know, all the time. And I'm sure at MGM you find that too.
We do. And it's so important that we continue to have these conversations and that we celebrate our veterans and our service members. You've seen the stat, right? Less than 1% of our country gets yep. the opportunity to serve, and that number is continuing to decrease. So we have to keep talking about, we have to celebrate service, you know, because I've got 3 young kids. They're interested in the military. A lot of us have communities of kids running around. They're looking, they're thinking about what do they want to do with their lives? What do they want to do next? That's our next generation of this military fighting force, right. which I think is the best in the world. That's who we're trying to recruit, you know? So back, you know, 40, 50 years ago, the vets of Vietnam, they didn't get the same type of homecoming that Gulf yeah. War I, Gulf War II, the Global War on Terror, those. And by the way, we still have service members, even though we've withdrawn from Afghanistan, most operations have wound down in Iraq. We still have service members deployed in combat right now. But it's not in the headlines. So we have to keep talking about it. We have to keep celebrating service. We have to show and tell the story like you continue to do, Randy. We have to tell people, hey, this is pretty dang cool what we get to do in the military. And recruit and bring in the next generation to entice them to serve as well.
Hey, you know, it's my honor, and every day I get to talk to somebody like yourself, John, who served and who is still serving the veteran community. Give us an idea about how strong the veteran community is at MGM.
Yeah, it's very strong, and it starts at the top. We have board support. Our CEO was born on an Air Force base overseas. We have a lot of our senior leadership team on down, our service or our veterans, our spouses of service members. So that's really important that it starts at the top and the support will absolutely trickle down throughout the rest of the organization. Number two, we have well over 6,000 veterans and
oh, wow.
spouses that are at MGM. And that I can't give you an exact number because we're hiring new, like a couple hundred people every couple of weeks. But we have that strong network here. We have over 16 what we call employee networking groups across the company. One of them is the Veterans Employee Networking Group. So we have a chairman, a vice chairman. So that gives us the ability to monthly, rebuild that camaraderie, find that sort of team, find that tribe that we got used to having, that the brothers and sisters in arms, right, that we deployed with, that we served with, and then kind of finding that same sort of, like I mentioned, camaraderie you know, in private sector. I think that's one of the things that some worry about. It's one of the things that I was worried about. And then I landed here and I found it. And it's so important because you are walking into a new quote unquote AOR here in the private sector. So having somebody that will take you under their wing, that will kind of show you the ropes, that will mentor you, that will guide you and really invest into you as a partner and as a leader is so, so important.
That is so cool. We're talking to John Flynn here in the National Defense, Senior Vice President of Administration and Aviation for MGM Resorts International. And now I understand the title. You do the administration, but you can't wait to do the aviation part, right? I mean, that's your reward for doing the administration part.
Yeah, over here, yeah, aviation is definitely a fun job, no doubt about it. And on the administration front, we have, you know, security operations falls under that group as well. So when you show up at an MGM property, you know, we focus safety and security for our guests and for our employees is first and foremost, top of mind. So we've got, you know, over 2,200 security personnel that help keep our, you know, dozen or so properties in Vegas. And we got 7 properties in the regions. You know, we got properties in New York, in Yonkers and Empire City, Springfield, Massachusetts, Detroit, Michigan, Northfield Park, just south of Cleveland, Borgata in Atlantic City, MGM National Harbor. I mentioned that right there in the DMV. And then Southern Mississippi, we've got the Beau Rivage in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the administration role. I've just got a huge team of just, you know, A-list players that support in that role that come together, just like in the military, right? You don't get anything done in the military by yourself. You've got a team around you. You've got the commander's intent, you got the vision, and same thing here. You've got your boss, you got the team around you, you got the commander's intent. We call them KPIs or goals, you know, business goals that we have every couple of quarters and we meet and we try to exceed them.
Yeah. And John, we talk about this on the show all the time. And I think a lot of companies are starting to get this. Certainly, you know, companies like Home Depot and T-Mobile that we work with and some other companies certainly do. But man, when you've got a veteran employee, that's an employee for life, right? I mean, I was talking to one guy. He said he was he came out, transitioned back, and he was in his first job interview. And the guy goes, and the guy was not military, and he said, "So you know, talk to me about your loyalty toward the company or the job." And he goes, "Well, in my last job, I was ready to take a bullet for my boss." And the guy goes, "Okay, enough said." But I mean, that is the culture, that's the environment, and that is where veterans make a company so much stronger.
I couldn't agree with you more, Randy. And some of that is leadership. It's followership. It's these things that I think you learn in the military. You don't realize that you were being taught this or learning it, you know, sometimes through hard knocks on a day to day basis. But those same skill sets are definitely valued here in the private sector. I when I first walked in, I was talking about, you know, being adaptable, being flexible. That's what they teach you in the military too. Right? They train you, they equip you to be able to do your job. And then you have to be able to do that on one of 7 continents anywhere around the globe and being able to be effective with your skill sets. And so being able to have that sort of dynamic, being able to be flexible and adaptable in the business world, which has to be flexible and adaptable, right? If you're falling behind in business, you're going to get left behind. And as we've seen, if we've learned anything in the last 3 years with the pandemic, you have to be able to be pivot and be flexible. And so that's where some of those skill sets or those values we learned in the military or got reinforced in the military are certainly helpful here. Integrity, loyalty, you know, follow through, commitment. When you look somebody in the eye, they say, you know, "Hey, Randy, I need you to do this." And you say, "Got it, sir. Got it, ma'am. I'll take care of it." I want to be able to fire and forget. And I know that if you told me you're going to do it, you're going to get it done. And that's such a time saver. It streamlines operations. It makes things more effective. And it gets things done on a more rapid scale.
Well, Colonel, you know, you've seen the military and the Pentagon, the White House. You've seen it from all sides. You've seen every part of it. What are your hopes for the military and veteran communities moving forward?
I have lots of hopes for our community going forward. I think, you know, as a society, we train and equip our service members, make sure that they're prepared going into harm's way. And then to take care of them when they return home, right? That's our obligation. I think that's what we do. That's what private sector is responsible for. That's what our nonprofits or VSO is responsible for. That's what you're doing as well, making sure that we take care of them then when we get home. And I kind of mentioned this earlier, that my hopes is that our communities continue to feel valued in terms of being able to find another career, in terms of knowing that we love them and thank them for their service, in terms of their health care for life, the programs through the Veterans Affairs and other programs, so that any sort of ailments or injuries that they sustained while wearing the uniform, that we're going to take care of them and their spouses for life. So I want to see those programs continue to grow. I want to see the support for the veterans and for the veterans community continue to strengthen. And I want this next generation to make this at the top of their list of top priorities when they're looking at working for MGM Resorts, or they're looking at going to Harvard University, or they're looking to join the military. I want that military option to be at the top of their list.
Yeah, and you know, we work with about 24 of the top veteran support organizations in a country. And the one thing that just keeps resonating, which is crazy to me, and a few of these things have been changed, but you know, some of these some of this legislation it's so outdated and still on the books from, you know, the 1900s, and you know, the veterans today need better than that. And a lot of these groups are helping accomplish that. And so each time I hear something like that, it just makes me happy. And it more than makes me happy, it just makes me, because it should be that way. You know what I mean? I mean, it should be, veterans should never have to want for anything the way that they've served our country.
Yeah, I agree. And I think every American would agree with you on that, Randy.
Yeah.
You mentioned legislation. I think you've seen some good advancements over the last year or two. You're probably familiar with the burn pits and,
sure,
and the significant impact that's had on anybody who served within those areas, even for a couple of months. And so to be able to see those efforts led by, you know, folks on Capitol Hill, led by the White House, led by the DOD, you know, to come together to put forward billions of dollars for the veterans that were affected, it's very meaningful. And you know, one note there, Randy, is that I encourage folks to go out there, if you're eligible, to go out there and register in the burn pit registry.
Yes,
get assessed, right? Because what that does is it shows those that are appropriating the monies, you know, for this sort of initiative. It shows them that this is important, and it shows them the impact that this legislation and that those burn pits have had on us. So that's one thing that I would encourage, that when you see those programs as a veteran, please go out there and see if you're eligible for it, and certainly take advantage of it, because that's one way that the country can give back to you.
Yeah, and there are deadlines for that, you know, all of those too. So you got to get in there under the deadline and make sure that you take advantage of that. John, listen, that's man, correct. It has been such a pleasure talking to you, such an honor. Thank you so much for the time. Thank you for what MGM Resorts is doing for veterans.
Hey, you got it, Randy. Thank you, too, and thank you for everyone who's out there. Happy 4th of July. Thank you, everyone, for your ongoing service to our country.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.